And here is Alison again with our second set of news stories.
Believe it or not, we now have two stories about peas, and they are both surprising. The John Innes Centre in Norwich hit the national headlines with a story about the development of flavourless peas. Meanwhile, Lady Pea turned up again in court. This time, Norfolk's most bizarre tenancy dispute was thrown out by the judge because of lost paperwork. Lady Pea's menagerie were not the only animals to make the news. There was a shocking story about a group of teenage girls who were caught in Old Catton trying to kick a hedgehog to death. Fortunately, the hedgehog, now named Jessica, was rescued and seems to be recovering. A luxury dog walking and daycare service is celebrating 10 years in business. According to the Evening News, the dogs are having a party. And a cat who is believed to be the oldest in England is having a purty to celebrate her 32nd birthday. Or should that be her birthday? Phil will start us off with the first pea story, and I hope he'll explain why someone wants tasteless peas.
Norwich scientists are collaborating on a £1 million project aiming to develop flavourless peas to replace imported soya in vegan foods. While peas are well suited to the UK climate and have environmental benefits as they fix nitrogen in the soil for other crops, their flavour is considered undesirable in processed foods. So a new drive is underway to develop peas without their characteristic taste, so they can be used in plant-based meals instead of imported soya. The Pea Protein Project involves seed specialists Germinal and other seed breeders using a discovery made at the John Innes Centre in Norwich 30 years ago. The gene for flavourless peas was first identified in the 1990s by scientists, including Professor Claire Dominy. However, the research was stopped as there was no use for it at the time, but now Professor Dominy said it could be the basis of a new industry. The world has changed, she said. People increasingly want plant-based protein in their diets rather than from animals. So flavourless peas have suddenly become flavour of the day. The Norfolk Research Institute is collaborating with Germinal on the Innovate UK-funded project to produce a reliable alternative protein source. The UK imports around 4 million tonnes of soya every year, mostly for animal feeds, with an estimated 500,000 tonnes used for vegan and vegetarian foods. Paul Billings, Managing Director of Germinal UK and Ireland, said, "Finding a sustainable alternative to soya is a priority for the food industry. Protein crops such as peas are ideal for the UK climate, but one of our challenges is their flavour profile in human food. Pea flavours are undesirable for consumers in processed food, so the goal is to produce peas that are tasteless but retain nutritional value. This exciting breeding programme will use innovative research in pea genetics to develop new varieties without the traditionally associated problems."
Norfolk's most bizarre tenancy dispute has ended up in front of a judge again, before lost paperwork saw the case thrown out. Sex therapist Lady P. Patricia Ramshaw continues to be locked in a row with the wealthy Cater family over the rental of the old house in Ranworth in the heart of the Broads. The dispute, which involves a menagerie of animals, allegations of church tower spying and intimidating horses, has been rumbling on in the picturesque village for more than a year. In its latest legal twist, Lady P and members of the Cater family attended Norfolk County Court as the tenant looked to block a possession order calling for her to leave the property. The short hearing saw Lady P state that she had sought refuge by renting the house while attempting to flee domestic violence, but that the house was uninhabited. She said she had paid the Caters a year's rent in advance, but found the property without central heating, riddled with mould and freezing cold. She says the Cater family agreed to repay her in full, but that talks over the terms of her departure had broken down. At a previous hearing, the Cater family convinced a judge to make a possession order against her. However, the latest hearing was set following an application from Lady P to suspend the order. but District Judge Russell threw the case out, stating the court had not received the necessary paperwork to back up the appeal from Lady P and that she had no prospects of succeeding. Lady P, however, insists that she submitted the paperwork and that the court had lost them. The judge said, "I have no evidence that you have made any application. You say the court staff are looking into it, but I have seen no record of any grounds of appeal. There is no record of this, and I can only go with what the court has. I am dismissing the appeal you have made as it has no substance and no prospects of succeeding." The judge also dismissed a request from the Caters for a restraining order against Lady P. The Cater family has declined to comment on the case.
A group of teenage girls have been caught filming themselves attempting to kick a hedgehog to death in the street. A couple from Olcaton, who do not wish to be named, caught the teens stamping and kicking the hedgehog in Austin Way on Tuesday, May 30th at around 10:45 p.m. The eyewitness said, "My husband heard shouting outside, so went to have a closer look. He found four girls, around 14, kicking the hedgehog down the road, with one of them filming it. One of them then shouted, 'I think you've killed it. Keep kicking it and kick it again.' The couple were left traumatised by the incident, but they managed to rescue the hedgehog and took it to the Hedgehog Haven Rescue Centre in North Norfolk. Rescue owner Marianne Grimes said the hedgehog has lots of internal bruising and she's unable to curl up into a ball at the moment. She's eating and doing much better than she was when brought into the rescue. I've named her Jessica now." Norfolk police confirmed they were called to reports a hedgehog was being kicked in Austin Way, Norwich, at 10:10 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 30th. Four girls were seen at the incident, with one reported to be filming on a phone when a member of the public intervened.
A city business which lost half of its customers during the pandemic is celebrating its 10th year after finding a way to respond to changing trends. Tom and Toto is a dog walking and luxury daycare service based at White House Farm in Sproston, but operating throughout the city. Owner of Tom and Toto, Sarah Wright, said, "During COVID, I lost half of my business when customers began working from home and the financial impact of the pandemic affected many others." But Sarah did not let this deter her, as she was confident her services were needed in the Norwich area. She said, "We continue to thrive with 28 dogs per day in the daycare and 55 dogs per day on walks."
Salmon, cards and naps were on the agenda as a city cat believed to be the oldest in the UK celebrated her 32nd birthday. Rosie, who lives in Peckover Road near Eaton Park, enjoyed her treat of a miniature cake made of red salmon but needed the help of owner Lila Brissett to blow out the candles. Lila, 71, has had Rosie since she was a kitten and said, "My niece is just as nuts about animals as I am," and she contacted John West, who sent Rosie two tins of salmon. She also contacted Purina, who have sent a £5 voucher, as Rosie is fussy and will only eat John West salmon and Purina One biscuits. Rosie loves eating and sleeping and can be often found napping in the window of Lila's home. Since featuring in the evening news earlier this year, Lila has been in touch with Guinness World Records and is waiting for verification of Rosie being the UK's oldest cat, a record currently held by Flossie, 28, of Orpington in London. The oldest cat ever was Krem Puff of Austin, Texas, who lived until August 6, 2005, reaching 38 years and 3 days old.